Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
Now, there really are two groups who espouse different strategies for solving the food crisis, and I guess if you're sitting there looking at a full plate, it's easier to have a certain view. But one wants to feed the world and eliminate hunger using new advances in science, plant breeders, genetically modified plants, etc. The other is concerned about animal husbandry and in the environment, and as I think you wrote in your report, it really boils down to what's for dinner, or will we even have dinner?
Right. I mean, yeah. The gist of the argument of the second group is really, you know, we need more organic farming, and organic farming can do it in a more kind of sustainable and friendly way than, you know, modern agriculture. I came away pretty skeptical of that view. It seemed to me that the organic movement, kind of free-range eggs, you know, anti-battery farm, that kind of thing, is both understandable and kind of in some respects possibly desirable in rich countries that can afford it. But the fact is, there's just not enough organic material out there to increase yields by the amount needed, in my opinion anyway, to feed 9 billion people. It's just that you just can't do it. It would in practice require a much more extensive, i.e., you know, using more land, form of agriculture. And, you know, that, while I said there's some land available, but you know, we don't really know how much it is, and I think if we went over to a more organic form of farming, you know, around the world, I fear that we'd be cutting down the Amazon, you know, like there's no tomorrow. So in practice, I think it wouldn't be economically or environmentally desirable. So I came away thinking that sort of genetic modification new technology would play a very...
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.